visiting today with Jim Carroll in the United Soybean Board. You guys, tell us a little bit about something you're excited about for 2021. We'll start off on a positive note.
Okay. Well, with everything that's going on negative, I appreciate that, and I thank you for having me on today. But I'm one of these guys that's always looking for something new, particularly on the farm. We try something every year, but on the board this past year has been our industrial uses, and that has a lot to do with our oil, and oil's always been the drag for soybeans, and we have really, I think, starting to line up with some stuff. We're in the area of concrete sealant, which I know is kind of odd with the product, but they're using that because it's environmentally safe. It seems to be doing a good job. And we're looking at some asphalt products. And I tell everybody, they think the checkoffs are just for the producers, but we're looking at for consumer goods. We're into tires and shoes. But this sealant in the asphalt, to me, is really going to be a big deal. And I think it's the most positive thing we've had move across our vision in quite some time.
Well, and a lot of you guys have had some really good resiliency, even though COVID-19 has been happening. The prices of soybeans has still been really, really good.
Girl, that amazes me. My brother and I are partners, and we started booking at $8.80 just to cover costs back after we planted. And now that it's this high, I just couldn't hardly believe it. I think it has a lot of factors to do with the Chinese, the election. I mean, it's also with the pipelines getting thinner, but it just happens to be one of those things, you know, when all the stars align, and there's probably not anybody out there that produces it doesn't like what's happening right now.
But now you're thinking, man, to keep these prices, do we have to stay in the 2020 pandemic?
Well, I don't think so. I think that
I hope not.
No, I just think as the world's moved along and you start seeing some of the environmental impact things, all these things we raise are, you know, they're sustainable, they're renewable. And I think that this pandemic has really brought that in line with the consumer more than anything that's happened that we can say over media or anything else. And you may disagree, but I think the pandemic has helped us in those areas, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, and you know, the other thing that this administration has been working on is rural broadband. And I talk to a lot of folks that don't understand, and you'll know firsthand what I'm talking about, but they don't understand why farmers need good internet. Can you speak to that just a little bit?
Oh, I can. You know, when I got thrown into this last December, I never dreamed we'd be doing what you and I are doing right now.
Oh, I know.
And I just assumed, it was my assumption with all these younger people, that the internet and stuff was good. But I'm finding out, unless you're in a metropolitan, I'm here in Little Rock today due to my wife's having a little procedure, but there in Brinkley, we have the poorest internet I think I've ever seen now, and I'm trying to use it more and more. But on the farm, we've got such tech things coming in now with the GPS on the tractors and monitoring our planters, and I mean, you just go on and on, even the markets, that we need that on a daily basis where we can, on the go, can see all of that stuff and keep in touch with what's happening.
Well, and people don't understand how tech savvy our equipment is now. I mean, there's tractors that are certainly smarter than me.
Join the crowd. I've been in it my whole life, and every year there's something new on there I have to try to figure out, and it takes me a little while. You know, I'm one of those, got to do it 4 or 5 times before I can do it. But little brother, he picks it up and goes right on with it, you know. But it's just the way of the world. Look at the cars. Who ever thought that we'd have a car that can back into a parallel parking spot?
Right.
I mean, and we've got tractors that tell us more than we probably need to know, to be honest with you.
Well, I know we're wrapping up 2020, and it's been kind of a crazy year, but as far as soybeans go, the demand growth is good, and looking forward to 2021, what are some things that you're forecasting or getting excited about?
Well, our board is really, we took on a lot of projects this year that, you know, had to be cut a little bit just because of the pandemic, but we've driven it pretty hard. We're not having as many cuts as we thought. There's a lot of new things we're looking at. We got into this science channels thing on trying to get some a think tank to help us find some things out in front of us that we need to be doing. And I think those are exciting things. You know, nothing ever works 100%. But if we can start hitting these things and getting some different views and making it better for agriculture and our consumer, we're doing some good things, and I see it coming.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Yep. I thank you. You people out there in the radio and TV are the way we get our things out to the public and our consumers. And I appreciate all the work you do. I know it's different than what I do, but I understand where we need you and appreciate your time and efforts to get us going.
Well, and you mentioned you've got some ties here in our neck of the woods too.
Yes, I do. And we don't get together as much anymore. All the younger bunches, it's kind of took over, but I always think of Podo and ones in Oklahoma. Of course, I always try to make the big gun show in Tulsa when it happens, but that didn't happen this year, you know. And not so much to buy, just to go see all the stuff you've never seen.
Well, that's right. That's it. Anytime you can go to the Oklahoma State Fair, the Tulsa Fair, the gun show, you're seeing all the people that you want to see.
Right. Do you have a farm background?
Yes, I grew up showing cattle. We actually raise Simmentals out in western Oklahoma.
Okay.
Plenty of FFA and all kinds of stuff. That's where I learned to weld, of course, you know.
I hear you. Well, I'm fourth generation and got two daughters, and they're not with us, but their heart's out there. They just got jobs elsewhere, and got one little 9-year-old grandson, and he's already welding. And he thinks that if he's not on the farm, he's missing a bunch of his life. But I told him, I said, you got to go with your mom and dad and get to school and learn, and you can come back one of these days and do some things you want to do.
Absolutely.
Well, farming's exciting for me. It's to me, I tell them, I said, it's as big as the space people. And we're doing things that I never dreamed we'd do 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, the inventions and the innovations that farmers come up with is incredible.
I'm telling you.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Have a good day, girl. Bye-bye.
You too.